Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back.
I come down from the misty mountain.
Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
Well, 10 days away from Christmas, here we are in the Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour program number 17, or whatever holiday you celebrate, but it's tough to see that the tour, at least stateside, has wrapped up. It's a somber feeling inside.
In the Christmas season? Come on, Neil. No. Hey, Tony here, Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour.
Eric
compadre
here.
Eric, welcome to a Saturday night in Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah, always fun to get together. Boy, you know, because we're talking to people that we don't necessarily have to explain it to, man. If you're listening tonight, you must love Neil, because we sure do.
You get it. And maybe you're newer to the catalog, though, too, and we hope that we get some new folks into the catalog.
Such a depth to Neil, isn't there, Tony? I mean, sure, you can look at it and say, hey, those are great tunes.
Right.
Me and you have both, you and I have both spent so much time with the material that you hear the message. You know, it's not just it's a multivalent thing listening to
it is. Neil. There is a message, there is delivery, there is performance, and there is there are great songs, you know. And for a musician, it has to come back to great songs, you know. What did Ahmed always say, you know? Don't worry about selling millions. McDonald's sells billions of hamburgers. Doesn't mean they're good. Write great songs. Neil has written great songs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here we are 17 weeks in. I think we might have one repetitive tune that we've played, maybe two.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to happen time and time again, but so much to choose from.
Only because we can't stop playing that tune, you know? We could play Ramada Inn every week for the next 4 years, I think.
Yeah, so much to choose from. And you even could choose genres. You could say, hey, I want to go to Neil doing country. I want to hear Neil doing bluegrass. I want to hear Neil doing grunge.
That's what I love. That's what I love, that diversity. Because we've talked about this before. You know, in the modern age, in the digital music services, they will keep giving you what you want. But you know what? After a while, it's pretty boring.
Yeah.
Just hearing what I want is boring.
Well, how about this one, Tony? Let's dive right in and take a journey on the twisted road. This is live off this Alchemy tour.
That's right. Hey, and a big hat, a tip of the hat, and a big thanks to our good friends at Rust Radio for providing this for us. No competition here, man. We're all on the same journey.
Ah, you got it. Great to have this little gem that you've provided. Thank you so much, Rust Radio.
WBKM, Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
Soothe my soul. If I ever get home, I'm gonna let the good. where I first saw Roy. Playing in that place gave me so much joy. Brand new tune with familiar chords, flash bulbs popping at the stage door. Running down the road in a dream of mine, I was a two-lane tour through a state of mind. All the time, looking for something new. Singing in the place where I first saw Roy. Playing in that place gives me so much joy. Walking with the devil on a twisted road. Listening to the dead on the radio. That old time music used to soothe my soul. If I ever get home, I'm gonna let the good times. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll.
You know she needs attention. So Are you living like you talk? Are you dreaming how that you're going to the top? Are you negative in a world that never stops turning on you, turning on me, turning on you? Are you loving it? Can you ever get enough of it? Is it everything?
Oh, great tune there from, well, title track from that album, Are You Passionate? Real beauty, huh? Real beautiful. Slowing us down a little bit after a raucous ride down the road, huh, man?
Oh, it feels good to slow down, though, doesn't it? Take it all in. And one of those operative questions that when you're talking to someone, I like, you know, hey, what's your passion? You know, what's it? What's driving you? You know, I think it's a great opener. You know, if you're sitting around the table Christmas time with a bunch of people, or if you don't know someone that's hanging out in the corner with that cheese plate,
right? Good question.
Hey, you know, what's your passion? You know, what's driving you?
It's a real question because it goes below the veneer that we all too often exist on. Hey, how's it going? Oh, it's going good. Yeah, going good for you too. Oh, yeah, going great for me. Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's
good. What are you doing for work? Well, that doesn't really tell you who you're talking to.
Now, what you do for work is not who you are. Sorry, Dave. I know you and your brother have this lengthy conversation.
Right.
It does not always define what a person is, right? It doesn't always define you. Sometimes it belies who you are.
And I think that album and just my experience in life, you have to find that passion. You know, that's what gets me up in the morning is the opportunity, you know, for us to connect to someone, to make a difference in someone's life. That's what I'm passionate about. How did you make life better for someone else? How did you serve, right?
Exactly. Well, we all know the feeling of getting up in the morning only to make the donuts or to make the money for somebody else. Very little passion. If it's not your passion, it could be, but if it's not your passion, boy, it's tough to get the feet down on the floor. We've spent nights until 2 a.m. right down here at Nectar's dancing to the blues. Well, we're up at 7 because it's the passion.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're up at 7 and you're raring to go. Hey, that Twisted Road we played in the beginning, what a beautiful nugget from this past tour, Alchemy Tour.
Great way to open it up. Rusted Rust Radio there, sharing beautiful sound quality of on that tune. One of the fine new tunes from Psychedelic Pill.
Oh, it's great, you know.
And right in between there, Get Behind the Wheel from Fork in the Road. Another one of those journeys, Neil, going into the ditch a little bit. But love the sound of that. Love the sound of that album, man.
Oh, I do, too. Well, it looks like we have a Nor'easter, a classic Nor'easter, at least beginning to take shape. We'll have to see if we get pummeled with this thing tomorrow night. But we'll see, you know, winter here. Yeah, you know, still grass on the ground and not a flake in sight, but going to be changing soon, right?
Dreaming of a white Christmas, but that's all.
You know, Neil's never done any Christmas tunes, has he?
I've been trying to think of that since we sat down and put the show together. I don't believe so.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have to contact those folks over at Rust Radio, and we'll contact Thrasher.
Come on, Thrasher, you know some. Come on, you know, if there's one out there, Thrasher, you know it.
Or Neil, if you happen to be listening in between tours here, send us one, brother.
Hey, lay us down. Have you a little? Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice, huh? with the horse. Yeah, right.
It's okay. We're not asking for much. I'll return all the gifts, Neil. Just that one song, that's all.
Hey, he did do an electric Helpless on this past tour, which was very odd when he was up in Canada,
right?
There
was a gift, so it's all possible, right? All right, the Ashes Wheat Radio Hour, ready to kick into the next set here. A tune I picked off of this great Sleeps with Angels, Eric, called Blue Eden, with, of course, The Crazy Horse.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Ain't it hard when you wake up in the morning and you find out that those other days are gone? All you have is memories of happiness. It's still a light is shining from that lamp on down the hall. Maybe the star of Bethlehem wasn't a star.
Thrasher's Weed Radio program number 17. Mia Adams, who we discovered, Tony, very early on when she got to Vermont. Such an angelic voice. Almost can hit, you know, I don't know if she does in that tune, but she can almost hit that Olivia Newton-John type of sweetness, huh?
Oh, there's a tone that, there's a note that she can hit in one of her her own songs, and yeah, really, it takes you. People raise eyebrows when they hear that beautiful lady's delivery and song. And
it's taking her to Hawaii now. So Mia Adams,
exactly.
If you ever want to look
right
into her,
right from our Cubs of Time festival, "Only Love Can Break Your Heart." But I think the first day we met her, we walked out of that cafe saying, "Boy, I'd love to hear her sing 'Only Love Can Break Your Heart.'"
Yeah, you know, so, that's, you know, the thing for that festival that we threw. We really got to write the set list for the most part. You know, for these great bands in Burlington, as you know, is such a music town.
Absolutely.
And to honor Neil, oh boy, what a joy for us.
And we did dig up something like a Christmas tune from Neil, although it's named that, Star of Bethlehem. A pretty unusual tune there.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you can find that, you know, of course, that classic greatest hits, really,
decade,
if you will. Decade
was. I don't know where else it's from. We got to do the homework.
69 to 79, right?
Wow.
It was decade.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What a potent mix of material. Mm. And I love the album cover. You know that
leaning
case in, leaning
the
up against
case.
Neil's
yep.
back or
yep,
something.
Exactly. The sun.
Looks like he's taking flight.
It does. Indeed, it does. Have we got that in here? I almost thought we had that art in the studio, but I don't think we do.
Sure, but boy.
That's a beauty there.
You know, here's one of these things. If you're a homeschooling parent, you know, I always, when I kick into the segment on Native peoples and exploration, it's good to play this one.
Yeah, the history may be a little twisted to make a song out of it, but I think by and large, I got no problems with Neil's version of history here.
Cortez, the killer.
Killer.
WBKM. Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
surely Montezuma with his coca leaves and pearls. In his halls he often wandered with the secrets of the world. His subjects gathered round him like the leaves around a tree. In their clothes of many colors, for the angry gods to see. The women all were beautiful. Men stood straight and strong. They offered life and sacrifice so others could go on.
Thank you. what a killer.
Here with this week's Neil Young News, and we do have some wheat as the year of harvesting for 2012 winds down. So the Neil Young Crazy Horse Alchemy Tour 2012 of North America has wrapped up last week in Atlantic City, New Jersey for the Hurricane Sandy benefit. And we talked about that last week, and so as the year 2012 winds down, we do have some tour news for 2013. So things don't get too quiet on the Crazy Horse front. So much excitement in Europe. Dates have been announced for a 2013 Neil Young and Crazy Horse tour through Europe. So everyone over there has been quite excited about that. We've got dates now announced for the UK and Germany, France, Italy, Belgium. The dates are trickling out, seem to be in the June and July time frame. Looks like a mix of outdoor venues that are going to be holding the concerts and a mix of the general admission and the reserve seats. So I guess the open question at the moment is how much of this is going to be like the Alchemy, the whole props, theatrics type of deal versus more of just the straightforward Crazy Horse setup. Probably safe to say if it's an outdoor festival event, it's probably not going to have all the props. If they're indoors, good possibility. But we'll just have to see. So there's also the Australia and New Zealand leg of the world tour, which will be in March. So that's what we know. It is a world tour. We've got North America covered. We've got Australia and New Zealand coming up, and then Europe. And who knows what's next. So that's all quite exciting. So we'll have to see how 2013 rolls out. The other news we've got. The latest issue of Broken Arrow magazine, put out by the Neil Young Appreciation Society, is out. The November issue came out. We put that up on the Thrasher's Wheat website, the cover shot. Another great issue. Lots of photos, reviews of the recent album, Psychedelic Pill, some of the early tour reports, and Bridge Concert updates and reviews in the issue, so check that out. If you don't subscribe to Broken Arrow, the quarterly Neil Young fanzine, really should. Great value, lots of good stuff there. Check that out over on thrashersweet.org for some details on that issue and links over to the Neil Young Appreciation Society. And, of course, we've got all the other Neil Young links and videos and photos and reviews and news and all that kind of good stuff, leaving the chaff behind over there at thrashersweet.org. And lastly, the podcast for this week and the previous weeks, that's linked over on the site in the far right sidebar over in the middle there somewhere. Look around for the word podcast and you should find it. Download it. Enjoy it. So, as 2012 winds down, we will just say keep on rocking in the free world.
All right. Well, once again, news right from the horse's mouth, right from Thrasher. Hey, Thrasher, thank you for catching us up. Almost a year-end summary, and what a year it's been. Take a breath, Thrasher, and look back where 2012 has taken all of us lovers of this music, huh, Eric?
Yeah, truly honoring Thrasher, who puts so much into his site, and we recommend that you go there if you're listening tonight, thrashersweet.org. Talk about a gentleman who is on top of his passion.
Absolutely.
Such a joy to have you out there, and we honor the work.
Style, passion, and professionalism. You're going to love the site. And we were able to do it, huh? In 2012, we've talked about it for a long time, in 2012, to launch Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. That's a real joy, Eric.
Oh, I love it, man. I think the biggest success for us, Tony, and our business is in these relationships, man. Mm-hmm. Real people.
Yeah,
you know, things
about
that we admired for years and now coming together in some capacity to work with them. Mm-hmm. What a joy.
Well, we hate leaving on a somber note, but we do have to discuss it and talk about it here. People's hearts yet again hurting in the state of Connecticut and anywhere that people care about kids after this tragic news of another school shooting on Friday.
Kids, adults, you know, anytime you hear of a life being taken, it opens up a spot in yourself that, boy, it could be you. I mean, it could be your kid. Mm-hmm. And so you feel an empathy. You look on Facebook and it's packed with people asking why. And we come together as humans, but yet in the end, it only increases our fear, really. Unless we process this stuff together, you know, it's only going to be another tool for the media to create more division.
Yeah, to lock your doors, to tighten up the shutters, to close out the world. It's the closing out that in a very simple way to say it, I think is what leads us to these terrible situations. Embracing humanity and life, accepting it in, that's the solution. Locking the doors tighter, man, there ain't no door tightly locked enough that can't keep a guy out that wants to come in. Change the way that people think. Change the mentality.
Prayers and blessings, of course.
Yeah, that's what we
all have. The prayers out to the families directly affected and to all of us. You know, I mean, what did Mick say when he came on during Altamont? Oh, and he saw that ruckus out in the front. He saw people fighting, you know, and he said, hey, we can get it together. Come on, people.
Yep.
We can get this thing together. No, I do believe, and we have to remain hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't let the media spin us out of control and get us off of our center. You know?
Exactly. So if you're in that area of the world, we send out a hug to you and, from fathers, boy, yeah. Stephen, the great balancing act with Neil in Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, a beautiful tune, of course.
Taken off the live disc, Deja Vu Live.
Deja Vu Live. Unfortunately, we got to play it again for another hurting situation as we say goodnight in Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. It's Find the Cost of Freedom, Crosby, Stills, Nash. And Young.
Thank you. Black Falcon. It's a war of